This is a HeadGum Podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Tula.
Ooh.
And Greta, did you know that Tula means balance in Sanskrit?
Oh my God, I did not. That's amazing.
You do now. Tula is a breakthrough probiotic skincare line founded by the amazing Dr. Raj, a practicing gastroenterologist and medical wellness expert who used her knowledge of internal health to improve the outer health of the skin.
Gorgeous.
And I was introduced to Tula a few years ago, and I am actually a very big fan of the line. I use their hydrating day and night cream, and it leaves my skin so soft, and I just look like a glamazon after. So I think it's because of the probiotics, right?
Yes.
So the probiotics are natural, good for you bacteria, and one of the top 2017 beauty breakthroughs. And it's shown to help with clearer skin, decreased skin sensitivity, redness, and inflammation.
That's what made me so excited about Tula, because I have patchy red skin sometimes and some inflammation, and I just started using their exfoliating treatment mask, and I love it because my skin just sometimes needs a little revitalization and to feel renewed, and my skin does feel like super moisturized and a lot smoother when I'm done, and I love it. Also, did you know that Tula's products are clinically proven to support your skin's first line of defense, making your skin healthier, more balanced, and more resistant to damage and aging?
From the inside out.
There you go.
I love that. So our beautiful listeners of Lady Lovin', we have a special offer for you today.
Yes, we do.
It's 20% off of your purchase of amazing Tula products.
So to get started trying Tula today, you can get 20% off of your first purchase by visiting Tula.com. That's TULA.com/lovin and enter the promo code lovin, LOVIN at checkout. That is Tula, TULA.com/lovin with the promo code lovin to receive 20% off of your purchase. You are going to love it. I love it. And again, don't forget, 20% off your purchase, Tula.com, TULA.com/lovin, LOVIN, and enter the promo code lovin, LOVIN at checkout and get your Tula today.
Hey, party people. It's Jilly. I'm here with... You guys want to guess for a second?
What if it wasn't us? What if it was two totally different people?
Yeah, just two people I picked up on the street.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's my two besties, Lo Bosworth and Greta Teitelman.
Hi, guys. Lo's back.
I'm back. Sorry for my absence.
It's okay. We missed you, but we did have fun without you, too.
Akin was on the show.
Akin.
Akin?
That's how you pronounce his name.
Why hasn't he never corrected me?
I think it's rude sometimes when people correct.
I think he feels like it's a lost cause at this point.
But when he's done teaching, he goes, "I'm akin." Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know that.
But guys,
we have a new guest on the show.
We do, and it's not akin.
We do.
It's Miss Cindy Ramirez.
Woo!
It's
me.
Yes.
Hi, guys.
The best. Hello.
She is the founder of Taste the Style and Chill House.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's wearing some orange earrings, and she came to play.
Yes. Very fun. We're so
excited.
She's in
a play suit
on a Monday.
She is in a play suit, too.
Are you wearing a Kylie lip kit?
No, but I forget what I'm wearing, to be honest. It's a combination of, like, a new lip liner that I've inherited from gifting. Mm. And...
I love it.
No, yeah, but it's matte, so of course it looks like the Kylie lip kit.
I just got the Kim for Kylie liquid.
What's the difference in the What's the difference in this collection?
So this one didn't come with a lip liner. It just came with four colors of nude, because Kim wears nude all year round.
A nude for every season.
So
right?
It's a nude for every season.
Wait, so it's Kim's line, not Kylie's?
It's Kim for Kylie.
Kim for Kylie.
Yes.
Got it.
So I have one in my pocket.
It's just different shades of nude.
But let me tell you, it doesn't stay on that great.
Is it matte?
Is it because of her? Is it her formula or is it so the same
Kylie
formula
lip
as all
kit
of them?
Stays on yeah. forever. And yeah. it's like the lip liner is great. Even I use that sometimes with just like lip gloss because it stays on right. all night. Mm-hmm. But this shit comes off very quickly.
Kim for Kylie.
It's a pretty color.
Well,
though.
Maybe it's not. Is it? Nice. It's a different formula. So
yeah, it's liquid lipstick, they call it.
Okay, so it's not the same concept. It's not the same product.
It doesn't come with a lip liner now. So it's just four of these nude lipsticks.
Got Remember
it.
When... It's not that matte, too.
No.
Not as matte as the other ones.
All right, so it's a totally different formula.
Yeah, I actually did a tutorial on my Instagram.
I love your beauty tutorials.
I did a beauty tutorial.
What color is your favorite?
Kim.
Aren't they all Kim?
No, they're all named Kim, Kimberly, Kimmy, and Kiki.
Oh my God, that is very
Kimmy. So narcissistic. I can't even begin.
Why not?
I mean, yeah. It's Kim.
I don't know.
It's cute.
I like it.
Yeah.
It looks great on you.
My thing is, I don't have four nicknames.
Jill, Jilly, Jilly Bean,
Jim Bob,
Gigi.
First off, never heard Jim Bob before.
J-Dog.
J-Train.
No, but I just mean like in general. Do you guys have four nicknames?
Yes. I'm a woman of 1,000 nicknames.
I only have one.
I have Gertie, Gertie Bird, Gretzy, Gretz, Gert. My mom for forever called me just Betsy. My mom just called me Betsy. She shortened it. From Gretz, she called me Gretzy, then Gretzy Betsy, and then she just called me Betsy.
That's cute.
She actually pretty much called me Betsy for a long time.
I'm going to call you Betsy.
Yeah.
That's great.
I love it.
Cindy.
Cindy. I mean, when I was younger, my Cindy friends Lopper. Would tease me and call me Cinder Smell.
Cinder what? Smell?
I know. They were so mean. They're still my best friends now, though. Queens. We're assholes to each other.
You grew up in Queens? Yeah. I love that.
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about you.
Yeah. Let's talk about the blog
do
first.
It. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
How did you start it? Mm-hmm. I was on it, and that was very fun. I really enjoyed that so much.
I love the photo of you right in front of the Greta sign.
Yes. Save
the neon, because I love pink neons.
Duh. It's the best.
Of course. So yeah, how did I start the site? So the site actually started around like almost 10 years ago, I think. I believe I was like 22 at the time. I lived in the East Village and I would go out to all these like really awesome restaurants and I kind of wanted a place to write about them and tell my friends like where to go. And mm-hmm. this was before any of like Infatuation was around and all these other sites that kind of do that for you.
Yeah.
And I didn't really... I couldn't find a place on the internet that I could find cool, like more like underground, like under the radar restaurants. And so I started Taste of Style and it was just like a place for me to say like, these are the places I like. And that was pretty simple. At the time I was bartending and waitressing and hospitality and nightlife. But I also went to school for fashion marketing and I had no idea what I was going to do. I was like, all right, let me start this. Maybe one day I'll incorporate fashion somehow. And I kind of just put it on pause. And then because I was spending a lot of money and gaining weight, eating out at every single restaurant. And then I put it on pause. And it wasn't until like many years later that I resurrected it. I had like a lot of friends that were like, whatever happened to Taste of Style? I really liked it. Like, I was like, yeah, I really liked it too. Like, and you know, I think it felt a lot more natural to be like, yeah, maybe I'll make it a personal style blog and, you know, a place to write about where to go. Mm-hmm. And this was about like four years ago. And then since then, it's kind of evolved into more of just like a robust platform, you know, talking about all sorts of lifestyle categories from beauty to travel to home, and, you know, still kind of keeping with the style and food element that kind of propelled the whole thing.
Well, because your husband is in the food and bar industry.
Yeah, it's really weird how kind of full circle my life has become. Like I said, I went to school for fashion marketing and I like started interning at all these like big brands and I just was so bored by it. Like I realized I wasn't really meant to be in corporate America.
Sure.
And that's when I really was like, all right, well, I guess I'll just start working at bars and see where this takes me. And then after a while, I was like, this isn't taking me anywhere. Then I like actually started like going after a potential like career-driven job, and I found this amazing opportunity with this woman named Liza, she had a company that she was just starting from scratch called Third Wave Fashion. And I was basically like her right-hand person. I did everything from basically, I don't know, social media, brand development, proposals for clients. And we were a fashion tech consultancy.
Yeah.
That was really when I realized like I'm probably more meant to be like an entrepreneur. And then my husband now was my boyfriend at the time. He was...
How did you meet him?
At a nightclub.
Hmm. Which one?
It like no longer. Well, now it's Up and Down. So it was called...
The Darby?
No, it was Plum.
Plum.
Like
Plum.
I'm old. We're old Cute. School.
You heard it here first. You can meet your husband at a nightclub.
Yeah. At the club. Yeah. But it may take you a long time to become husband and wife. Because yeah. You know, when you're really young, it's like, it wasn't like, oh, we fell in love at 22 and like we got married 2 years later.
Have you been together since you were 22?
We dated when we were 22, 21, 22. And then like on and off, like always knew there was something there. But then like, I don't know. He said he like thought it was too intense and he couldn't marry or he couldn't like get serious about me because he knew there was something more there mm-hmm. and he was too young mm-hmm. to commit. Mm-hmm. And so, but I always like was like, oh, can he just like fall in love with me already? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then of course, sure enough, he did a few years later.
Cute.
Yeah.
And then you got married.
Yeah.
And your wedding was in...
Upstate. Upstate
it was
New
in,
York.
It was in a magazine though, was it not?
We were featured in Harper's.
Yes.
Not the magazine though, I wish.
On the internet.
On the internet, which
to
is
me, that's
the
like
new magazine.
Popping anyway, yeah.
Way more traffic. I don't get excited there. About print anymore, unfortunately, but it's always nice to, I'm sure, you know, yeah. to see yourself in print, but no, it was online.
Beautiful.
It was a beautiful wedding.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. I mean,
when did you guys get
maybe
married?
Looking back in a few years, I'll be like, oh, I wish I would have done this or had a different dress. But for now, I'm like, I'm really, really happy with the wedding.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been almost a year.
Cool. Oh,
when's the anniversary?
June 11th.
Ooh.
We're trying to figure out where we're going for 1 year.
You gonna go on a trip?
I really need one.
Yeah.
I'm like Tulum because we go there often, but he wants to try something
new. You
were
just in Tulum over New Year's, right? Yeah. I saw on your Instagram.
I love Tulum.
I saw Cindy that you were doing some event there.
No, it was more like my Matt Levine from Chalk Point was like, hey, you want to like co-host something?
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Just a little fun thing.
That's so nice.
No work, just play.
So when did, like, how did you, I think we have a lot of people that write into us. I know with Lowe's blog, both of you two ladies have popping blogs. And I feel like a lot of people.
Popping.
Yeah, they're popping. I mean, people, they're visited blogs.
Yeah.
And how were you able to like differentiate yourself in the blog world?
That's a good question. I think really just having those two point of views, the style and the food element, mm-hmm. and talking about both industries was what really excited people. I think, and I don't really know that anybody does that angle like we do, right? So that was the first kind of differentiation between us and like some other kind of small blog. But it like occurred to me more and more just how many women there are out there that work in hospitality, but are also like, or either went to school for fashion or are interested in fashion or vice versa. I can't tell you how many like women or girl, anybody, like people that I met from like FIT that like end up in hospitality,
yeah,
or that go to this school and end up in fashion. And I think, you know, it's just, they're not separate industries. They're, you know, it's just lifestyle, right? It's like, if you like one industry, you like another, and you have good taste, you have good taste,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. And so we were just, I don't know. I think we just wanted to position ourselves as a platform for people that were curious about both. And then from there, just having those two distinct angles, we were eventually able to open it up to other things. We realized there was more demand.
I actually majored in hospitality.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
You were
why.
A hospitality cool. major?
At Boston University.
Oh, nice. I didn't
Shout
know
out to the Terriers.
Is yeah, that chill. Their
the
mascot?
The Terriers was the mascot?
Oh, yeah, guys.
We like were, a terrier, we like a little dog?
A terrier.
Yeah.
Oh,
we
I
didn't
love
have a football
movie.
Team. Yeah. You know, we were just like chilling.
Really? BU didn't have a football team?
No.
That is surprising.
I feel like they would. I feel like it's such a college place and school.
There's other colleges, you know, with football teams there. There's like 500 colleges or like 1,000. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. In Boston.
Yeah. But the hospitality school had just like opened. I think it was like hospitality just started getting like as like a cool major mm-hmm. because I feel like before it was just like business school
right.
or communications, you right. know what I mean? And then they obviously started to
yeah.
have more hospitality schools pop
well,
up.
Cornell but it's is like known for their hospitality.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there was a girl who was in my class graduating from high school who went to Cornell for hospitality, and now she like runs a restaurant group. So yeah. I guess that actually worked out for her in the
yeah,
end.
Exactly.
I mean, I feel like actually hospitality as a major would probably be interesting, I guess, because you learn a comp. But do they teach you like...
Yeah, there was like F&B
what
do
you,
classes.
What do they teach you there?
Oh my God. So
did you learn about how to deal
my
with
thing was
employees?
I wanted to,
and
well, actually, I didn't really even want to take anything in college. Mm-hmm. I just like wasn't even interested. But I wanted to go to college, I guess, because like that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But I sort of, yeah, I guess there was like business classes, like economics classes and that sort of thing. And then also like food and beverage.
Okay. So what do you do in food and beverage?
I honestly don't even remember.
Did you learn about the wine industry?
No.
Like basic food?
I think
knowledge,
you probably could
like
have
food
done other things,
type stuff.
But I just like wasn't interested. So I just did like the
basic stuff.
Graduate.
I am curious whatever. As to what that course
I think
looks
they
like.
Do have classes like wine classes and obviously that sort of thing, but
that's
the food
fun.
And beverage class I feel like was more, I think you had to like make up a restaurant name mm-hmm. and like that kind of shit
and like figure out like a marketing plan.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool. I feel like that's like the equivalent to what they make you do in business school,
right?
Yeah except it's just like
more specific.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Related. But I yeah. definitely didn't have skills that I've used in my
I mean
right now
just,
from college, so whatever.
I don't know, I wouldn't say that's true. You have a very you have a super business mind.
True. But
and
I feel
bet
like that's from working, to be honest. Right. Like I've worked so much my whole entire life. I feel like for me school was more like you know, helpful in my communications and in my growing up and in my like seeing the world and meeting different people, like mm-hmm. from a social standpoint. Mm-hmm. I felt like it was like amazing in the sense of like, you know, growing up in Orange County where everyone's like the same and you have all the same friends and you've known everyone since you were five. It was like great to get out away.
And like meet new
but
people.
But like in terms of like the actual classes, like I didn't really, nothing was exciting to me.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Not one thing wasn't exciting to Jill.
No, I just mean like class wise.
I'm kidding.
I was never a big.
College.
Cool.
Yeah.
But you never finished college.
I never finished it. And I've thought about like, if I wanted to at one point in my life go back and
when did you stop going
a degree so I quit twice. I dropped out twice
mm-hmm.
out of fashion like literally like a
did you go to where'd you
dropout.
Go
LAM
mm-hmm.
I was just I moved to the city when I'm from Queens originally. I moved to the city when I was 17 and I just got into trouble. I was like really into the nightlife scene mm-hmm. and for me it wasn't that I didn't like the school or that I didn't like what I was, or I wasn't interested in what I was taking. I just wouldn't make it to class sometimes. And they had a very strict, like three misses, you're out kind of policy. And I was like, all right, well, this isn't for me. I'm kind of like bad at school. Like don't really enjoy attending.
Yeah.
And that's really, and then I'm like early 20s, I was like, what am I doing with my career? And I like basically begged them to come back. They were like, you aren't really good at this college thing. I was like, you're right, but I swear I'm gonna have a life change. And of course I like dropped out again.
I do feel
not
that
my
though,
proudest
like
moment.
When you're 17 and you're like or 16 17 whatever applying for college, it's like you really have like no idea, and then you take all these classes and you're just like, I don't even know. It's so interesting. I think
or you're trying to go to fashion college and they force you to do algebra, and I was like, why do I need this? I'm trying to learn how to do marketing.
I like the idea of like taking a year off and then going to school, but
some
obviously I didn't
school.
Do that.
I loved school. I love learning.
Yeah. No, I mean, I love learning. Sure. I just not in a classroom.
I just meant more of like a focus on like what you wanted, which classes you want to take.
Yeah, everyone feels differently about it. I suppose.
For sure.
I came from a family of people that like flourished in the classroom. Like my sister was so good at studying. Yeah. My brother, both of them were like genius level.
Well, both
people.
Of our sisters went to Ivy League schools.
Yeah, and my brother went there too. So, like, for me, both, Jilly and I both had these super smart siblings. I mean, Jilly's obviously very smart too, but I was never good at, like, the classroom situation. And I feel lucky that I studied art because I just don't think I would have made it if I had to do like a general major. I don't know.
Guys, one time I took a poli sci class because I was just like, fuck it, let's do it. Like, maybe I'm going to be a political scientist.
Whoa.
And I got a D.
I mean.
And my dad was like, what the fuck is this?
You're just like, I'm trying things.
I was like, I don't know, but I do not think this is for me.
Oh, yeah. Man. My degree was in art history and I'd have to write like 25 page papers on the reg.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
So you liked classes?
Yeah.
I think that's for some people.
Have you, like, do you have like a teacher that inspired you in college that you remember?
I mean, there were like a couple. Everybody in the art history department at UCLA was very interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you live in an urban area and you're taking, you know, a major like that, I think you get like really very interesting professors. And
we have, you know, so much like
and, like, do you remember, you know, any of their names?
No, it's been so long. So isn't that now.
Weird though? Don't you feel like if you were super inspired by one of the teachers, you'd remember their name?
I mean, like, to me, it was like the content that was the most inspirational.
Not the teacher?
Not necessarily the teacher.
I had one teacher. I've had three teachers that have like really changed my life. And one is my evolutionary biology teacher, George, from my sophomore year of high school.
Nice. Oh my goodness. High school's different. I remember all my teachers in high school, but college, I don't remember any of them.
College, I had this professor, Noah, who I actually ended up working for after I graduated from college. He taught business of photography, which was actually the most beneficial class.
Wait, is this your... Okay, Greta has this amazing guy, Noah. And one night we were out with him and he was showing us all of his dating app pictures. He was like, this one, that one, this one.
Yeah.
Like,
delete that one.
That's a great mentor to have.
He's incredible.
Not because of that. I just mean because you guys have had such a great relationship for so many years.
Definitely. And he's like... The way he taught that class for me was like really approachable. He was like, okay, in a few months, you guys are all going to try and become photographers. Like, this is how you can make money. These are the kind of contracts people are going to present you with. Like, this is
super beneficial.
Yeah, it was really beneficial. And especially for him, like, I was in a class with a lot of people that were aspiring fine artists and fashion photographers, not so much commercial photographers. That being said, I think it's like acting. I don't think anyone's like, I want to be the biggest commercial actor on the planet. I think it's the same with photography. No one's like, I want to be the biggest commercial photographer ever.
They want to do fashion editorials.
But for him, he really like tapped into that market and he shoots mostly food and beverage. And he loves it. It's like combines everything he loves, which is money and food and beverage.
Yeah,
and
you can
like,
actually charge good money to you can those charge, industries.
Exactly. Like there's no money in fashion.
What's so interesting about that though, that I think that is so beneficial is like him telling you how, like what kind of jobs you can get and how to make money when you graduate. Like there's so many times we're just like in college and then you don't get a job and you're like, what the fuck do I do?
Well, I'm so thankful that I had him as a teacher because for kids that didn't have him as a teacher, like he showed us everything. He was like, showed us online resources, showed us how to like pool our portfolio together and like the proper way to send it to an agency if you wanted that. He like did so many things that were so helpful.
I'm sure curriculums are taking a huge turn now in colleges, but like I never understand, like you just graduated from whatever college and you're sending me like the worst email to get a job.
Yeah.
Like, how do you not know how to write a proper...
A lot of people
don't. And sometimes I feel so bad and I know it's not my responsibility to tell anybody how to like properly cold pitch, but I almost feel like it is a little bit. And like, I want to write back to these girls like, hey, no, this is not the proper way to try to find a job. If you really want a job, like do X, Y, and Z. They don't teach that kind of stuff.
No.
They really don't.
Well, if you go to a research university, you're not getting any of that information. Yeah. You know what I mean? But if you go to a different kind of school, you know, like where they teach you like practical applications of, you know, like what Greta was just talking about, you know, like
I feel like it's
business practices and things like that, then it just really depends on the type of university that you go to. But I agree. I get cold called or cold emailed a lot. And I'm like, why are you sending me 8 paragraphs about your life story right now?
Well, I feel like that's like the polar opposite of, like, I mean, I appreciate that a little bit more than like the people that just send a resume.
No.
Some guy emailed me and was like, I'm a master manipulator of the mind. So I was like, definitely want to talk to you. It was so interesting. He sent me the like funniest email.
And what do you mean a master
manipulator? Like, something to catch my eye.
Well, because it was like for the position was like, obviously like manipulated your mind. And so he was like, I'm a master manipulator of the mind.
Cool. Chill. Yeah. Did you meet with him?
Yeah, he was great.
Oh, great. But so that sounds like a success.
I mean, I think that like, Well, no, I was just saying it's like a funny email. Like sometimes it's like people yeah. like stand out in that sense, but like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I
guess. No, if you're addressing the email, like, dear madam, yeah. like I am not going to.
What are your email tips? Email.
Well, even when I was like interviewing right after college, I literally called myself a professional interviewer because I emailed and went on so many, so many interviews. And it was the most difficult thing, but it like trained me like how to write an email.
Were you landing any jobs?
I didn't for the first. I graduated in May, and I got a job in August.
That's not. That's still a short turnaround.
Yeah, it took. But I like moved out to LA from college, and it took like 3 months for me because I was trying to work at a talent agency or in the.
Did you have to start in the mail room?
I actually started filing papers in a closet for a month,
and oh right,
I filed papers so well that I got a second assistant position.
Ooh.
And then just kept going up. But I got
this is where?
First at CAA.
Oh, nice.
Creative Artists Agency. I got the first job filing the papers through a temp agency okay. that you had to go to and take a test.
And what kind of a test?
Like, I don't even...
Just to make sure you're not crazy as a temp?
Pretty much.
Was it a like written exam or was it like
there
a...
Was like, it was multiple choice questions and all this stuff to make sure that you were qualified because there was like this agency that was going to send you on jobs. And what they would do is they would send you on day jobs. And then like, for example, if someone called in sick somewhere and they needed someone right. to just answer the phone, they would fill it with people from this talent agent temp mm-hmm. agency or whatever, this talent temp agency. So I'd go on like these like, random jobs. And then I got one at CAA and then it happened to be... For like keep like coming out back, blah blah blah.
Cool. That's a cool temp job.
Yeah,
to get.
But like temp agencies, I think are really helpful. I feel like people mm-hmm. think negatively maybe of them. They think it's like more of an adult thing, like when you're 30 or 40 or something to go through like a job agency to get a job. But like I feel like that's so helpful.
I know a lot of people
it's helpful
that do
for
temp
employers
work.
Too.
Yeah,
and super helpful. It's needed.
And
I wish I had it for nails and massage therapists. Jeez,
seriously,
somebody needs to get on that. The spa temp industry. Yeah.
That's actually a very smart idea. You should probably.
I mean, I've interviewed enough people that I can probably
when you
place them somewhere.
Yeah, what do you look for when you're like hiring a massage therapist or like a nail artist?
They just have to like. I don't know. Well, obviously they have to be good at their job. So, yeah.
so do they
practicals on them. They give me a manicure. I get a massage and that part's always nice.
Yeah.
But really they just have to be a good cultural fit. And that's with anybody yeah. you hire, you know, we're a very specific vibe. And so it's like, oh my God, you can't imagine some of the people that walk through the door trying to get jobs. So we had this one man.
Oh, but by the way, we're speaking about Chill House now.
Yes.
Cindy's
we
other.
Do massages and manicures. And so we had this one man come in. He was like, just probably 300 pounds, like just so big, like looked like he literally was like a character out of like a Disney movie. But he was like the monster. He was like just that
huge.
Kind of huge. And in a space like ours, he just like stood out. And I was like, who is this? Like what? I didn't know he was coming in for the interview. I guess I didn't make the connection that he was like my 4 p.m. kind of thing. And he like, he sat down and like asked the guy like a couple of questions. And he just was like, yeah, I massage. And he was, I don't know, I think he was Russian or Polish.
Did you get a massage from him?
No, I was like, oh, okay, this is done. I basically had to, I made it like a 5-minute interview. I asked him enough questions where I wasn't being rude and then I sent him off. He
Damn.
Just did not have any interviewing, what do you call it? Just any like yeah. idea how to interview. And then there's the polar opposite. People like interview really well and they actually end up being really big flakes and can't trust them with their jobs. So.
Well, they always say there's like a difference between like campaigning and like being the president or like
right.
auditioning and then like actually acting. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Some people are good at it.
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
I'm not. I'm much better with time.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Ay. I think I would love to own a massage parlor. And
it sounds yeah. dreamy, but it's so much work. Ooh, that's a good question. Definitely in the hundreds now.
No, I mean that you personally get.
Oh, me personally? Oh, God, no.
I was like, you're like, that's a good question. I'm like, I'm wondering how many massages you get a day now.
I'm just like, 100, but when you said a week, I was like, damn, 100 a week?
Yeah,
I was like, Jesus.
Crazy.
I was like, how do you walk?
Do you get? I thought you meant like come through the property. I get one every week and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice, though.
Oh,
that's
God.
Like
it's
good
so
for
needed.
You.
Do you
it's
get it at Chill House or do you go somewhere else?
To see the competition.
No, not that. I just mean, like, I don't know if I'd be comfortable with, like, my employee. Like,
no, they're, my but that's the thing. It's like they'd probably be offended if we weren't comfortable because they're professionals and that's what they do, you know? So, yeah, we test our own staff. I sit in and get massages from them. Sometimes I'll do Zeal just because freelancers are looking for a couple of shifts. So, you know, we found one of our, like, best employees through Zeal. Mm-hmm. It's like an on-demand massage app.
Cool.
So it's like Uber for massages, so you can order one to your home and they come within like X amount of time. Exactly.
Amazing.
I'm surprised you've heard of Soothe and not Zeal. I don't know who's doing better.
I think I only heard of Soothe because one time I love getting massages and I think I have like targeted ads that appear on my Instagram, for example. Sure. And I think I saw a Soothe ad on my Instagram. And then I went to look at the app.
I think you do. Yeah.
And then I thought to myself, I was alone at my apartment and I was like, do I really want like this stranger?
For couples massages,
like,
it's fine. But that's the thing. It's like, I wouldn't want that.
I just like I don't know. Like, you don't know who's coming. Yeah. And like, if you've never had them massage you, I don't know.
I had the weirdest massage once. It was for my 21st birthday. My parents got me a massage at the Montage in Laguna. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not like super into... I guess like I'm more open to massages now, but like I'm like not super touchy. And so like even like imagine me like 9 years ago, like not touchy.
You're like, why is this person?
I've gotten better. Yeah. So anyways, I'm in the room and it's my neighbor.
What?
That
what
lives next to my parents that is like the
Your
masseuse.
Your neighbor's the masseuse?
Yes.
That's so awkward.
She had no idea. She's like talking, how's your family? Like talking
That's
to me.
Even more awkward.
Then she starts like massaging my calves and telling me like how nice my legs are, not in like a flirty way, but just like
making like familiar
literally
conversation.
I didn't get a massage for 4 years. It's just like traumatized.
So many people come from have like a really traumatizing massage experience and it ruins it for them. We have a lot of times where women are like, I need a woman because I've had a traumatizing male encounter.
I've had a traumatizing female encounter.
Interesting.
What happened?
She tried it.
In Capri, I was getting a massage.
In Italy?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And she was like rubbing my butt and like put the towel like up on my body. So like my butt was just like totally
out. Maybe this is an Italian thing because that's not a thing.
And then when I was flipped over, then... again, she just like would like throw the towel all the way up and like massage all the way up my leg. And then she put the towel down so that my bare breasts were exposed. And then she gave my breasts a massage.
Wait,
are you
kidding
me?
Actually,
no, Lo, this is not, this can't be legal anywhere.
I was with my ex-boyfriend in Italy and I told him afterwards and we like
the whole
died of laughter.
Even the nipples?
No, not the nipples, but like around, like it kind of felt like I was with the gynecologist.
I feel like that would feel really nice though.
I've had a breast massage at a massage place.
Towel throwing was so dramatic and hilarious. I just was like,
well, the fact that she was rubbing your
ass.
Wait, like, I've never had a towel thrown, but I've definitely had a breast massage.
Again, I'm sure that feels amazing, but that's not legal.
No, I was like, what the fuck is happening? We were staying at a 5-star hotel. I was like, this is crazy.
My friend had a happy ending.
I mean, I'm sure I know
a girl
from a guy.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I have a question about that. I had a question about that.
I don't know
where.
I didn't even ask her, but she told me the story once.
In New York?
I don't know. Honestly, I have no idea where it was. I think maybe she was on vacation. She's really cool. She's an artist.
But what did, like, he, like, or she, he fingered her?
He did, Greta.
Or did he, like, go down on her?
I don't, no. Just
his hands.
It was, yeah.
That's like kind of horny to me, and I think I'd actually be into that. If like the guy were hot and like we talked about it.
I think it's like the fantasy people have with their like personal trainer. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like that sort of thing that's like always like in your mind / portrayed on Sex and the City.
True. But wait, Lo, I have a funny thing to tell you.
Yeah.
When I too was in Italy on family vacation last year. I too got my breasts massaged.
You guys, I think that it's a thing because mine were massaged in Cabo once.
Wait, but Jilly, this was not a massage that happened to me. She literally had me like laying just like it's like staring at her, and then she sprayed oil all over my body and literally was just rubbing, wasn't even a massage, she was just like rubbing my body boobs. With oil, rubbing my boobs, just like rubbing them really Wait, hard.
Do you think it's because with men obviously they rub their boobs, like what's the difference
I
between
don't know.
A
I think but we here's need to Google thing. This Greta and see what
I don't think yeah, I feel like this is something I should know about and but I've been to topless. Mexico this has never happened
you could
to
be
me
topless yeah. in Europe
That's
because,
true.
Because, like, boobs don't matter. You know what I mean? It's, like, men, women, same thing.
But they yeah. should know. They have an American, like, laying
but
on their I table.
They
should
say,
be, like,
I want, also, if men are getting ass. Their chest massage, then I would like my boobs massaged.
The weirder part than getting my boobs massaged was when she kept throwing the towel up, like, over my boobs so that my vagina was hanging out and, like, rubbing my legs all the way up to where
yeah,
my vagina
strange.
Was.
Yeah,
that's
I've definitely
much.
Had.
She never touched it. But she was rubbing all the way up there. And I was like, this
she was
is
very
crazy.
Close to the
she's
vagina.
She's thorough, though. Super close. I mean, maybe she's just really thorough.
Yeah, well, probably. Just, I'd be unique. Now I want to go to Italy and try this out for
maybe
myself.
It's an Italian
maybe
massage.
This is a new thing you can offer the breast massage.
No.
I will tell you what.
Thank
you.
Getting like.
Thanks for the tip.
The part of your. The upper part of
this
your boob.
Amazing.
Like.
Amazing.
Yeah,
like.
To,
yeah.
Okay. I do a lot of push ups lately. I don't know if you guys can tell.
Chichos.
But it definitely gets sore.
For yeah, like right
massage,
here.
Like under my. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. like. And you can do that up here, like right underneath the clavicle. Like that's totally fine. But like the actual.
The
breasts,
nipples.
Or not even you know the nipples. Like, think about a guy like rubbing your boobs. Would you be okay with that?
I mean, I laugh when guys feel me up. Sometimes
there are places for that, though, Jilly.
I'm kidding. Yeah. I wouldn't like that. I just want to be treated the same as men. You know.
That's true.
I agree. I mean, I think that if men get their pecs rubbed, we should get our pecs
yeah,
rubbed,
we should
too.
Get our I think if men get their pecs rubbed, you should have the option to get your pecs rubbed
Go to
as
Capri
well.
And it will happen.
And it will
no,
happen.
I just think you should have the option. You don't have to do it. But you should have the option.
I did get a massage today, actually, you guys.
What?
I did.
Where?
Wait,
you
but I have a
house?
Real question about this.
How dare you? Now I'm going to come to Chill
what?
House.
You have to.
So is it, so it's considered like sexual to get like your boobs massaged?
Well, yeah,
yes.
That's what we've established.
Yeah.
But it's so, is that
it
like,
is,
this,
it is weird
okay,
about like men, like
same
why?
Thing as like
fat?
Free the nipple?
Men don't have tits, guys.
I get that.
And
but
that's
I, what
just
I'm
the
trying to say
line.
Is, do you think
like,
that's the
real.
Same thing as free the nipple?
No.
Like, women can be able to walk around free with their boobs.
This
men
is the, this
be able
is
to
someone,
do that too.
No, this is someone touching you.
And boobs are a sexual part of your body?
Yes.
Yeah. Does everyone think if, that their boobs are a sexual part
I'm
of the body?
I'm
going
to ask guys,
the
I don't
real
really
question.
Know if they really get their, like the full chest massage
Find
like
out.
Around the nipple like yeah. I don't think that's really a thing either to be honest
but that's what I was just wondering is are like boobs considered to be like a sexual thing
yes
and,
yes
yeah
but I and so that is why they don't get massaged
correct
yeah yeah and I also
but
think I mean in reality too
parts
yeah
but that's do you think
cover
that,
them up.
I'm saying but do you think that some people think that boobs are your private parts
I think
yeah,
some people I'm
I
sure
do.
That there are people that think
I mean,
they aren't
don't think that they're your private parts
sure
that
yeah,
of course
sure. They
like
walk around without
the
their boobs yeah exactly
yeah
I mean I
so that's an interesting topic to be honest in my opinion
yeah and maybe someone's gonna open up a spa one day that does
massage
that and is liberated
I
want to
get my boobs
kind of stuff,
massaged
yeah,
I was just
it's
like
it's not really a
I fully
I was just curious if that was like a thing because I've never read an article about it.
Yeah, I mean, I fully support.
I don't think it's a thing.
I think that the main issue, the reason why breasts, like, if we're just talking about breasts just as, like, a body part and not as
a sexual organ, I guess.
Well, I don't know if it is a, I don't know if it's like a sexual organ per se, but it is a sexual
sexy
private part
organ.
And
so
it
I
does
think, and you can titty fuck somebody
that's what I'm saying so if you feel like if a body part gives you direct
also,
pleasure
a hand.
Which like rubbing on a woman's nipples like that feels good to a woman right does it feel like good to a man
yeah of
I don't
course.
Know if it's the same
or a woman.
Effect so if it doesn't have
know.
The same effect sexually then it's probably
a lot of guys that
private.
Like appreciate their nipples to be like sucked on a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, that's true.
Whenever I try to
or
touch my boyfriend's nipples,
just
he's
like
please don't. I love
well,
he
doesn't,
he
like,
doesn't
it.
Like it.
A lot of men do though.
But I think that
there's a lot of nerve endings in there.
A lot, very sensitive.
But I feel like ours are probably a lot more.
I don't think so.
No, same?
No, men are very
equal opportunity.
Yeah.
nipple. I think it's an equal opportunity nerve.
In some ways,
it depends on how much, if they like constantly shave their chest or tan too much. Maybe they've lost feeling.
I would maybe think that like our nipples, maybe they have more sensitive nipples because our nipples are supposed to have babies suckling off of them. True. So maybe our nerves aren't as sensitive because we sort of supposed to have a child that sucks off of it. I don't know.
Now I want to go experiment on my husband.
You should.
I've never really been like, hey, does this feel good? Kiss your nipples?
Well, this is a perfect opportunity. Yeah.
But wait, before we get
maybe that's what you guys can all do tonight, guys. Go figure out if you're men.
Before we get their nipples. We have an ad.
Oh, we do have an ad.
From our wonderful sponsor today, and we're thrilled to share it with you guys.
Yes, we are.
And now we're back to talk more about
nipples.
Nipples.
Nipples and sex and marriage.
And breasts.
And breasts.
Exploration with your husband, as Cindy just said.
Yes. Tell us.
Cindy's the only one who's married at this round table.
Yes.
That we know of.
Well, I'm definitely not married.
I would see Greta possibly have gotten married at Las Vegas one time.
Oh, I wish. I mean, I've only ever gone to... I mean, I could definitely marry one of my girlfriends, but I've only ever really been to Vegas with girlfriends. I've never gone to Vegas with, like, a lover.
Well, I met... You could have met someone there, Greta.
I don't understand why. I know.
Aside from just getting drunk and, like, doing something stupid, I don't understand why people get elope in Vegas.
I don't think
it's
people
not
understand...
romantic.
I don't know. I don't think people understand that, like, you can actually legally get married.
Oh, yeah.
In whatever state you're in.
I think
just go to City Hall.
No, but I think that people think that in Vegas,
like
it doesn't actually exist.
Just like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Right.
Remember the movie
applies every state.
With Cameron Diaz and Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, right. And then there's also like Friends did a whole thing with Ross and Rachel.
So tell us.
Yeah.
As a married woman,
mm-hmm.
how do you have a happy marriage? What is the secret? How did you get him to, not get him to, I hate that expression. How did you guys come to the consensus that you wanted to get married?
I think it's like just being in love, you know. I think we're both like not too traditional, but traditional enough that we're like, we love each other and we want to one day have a family. And like, yeah, you're just like, you know, if you find your one, you just want to celebrate it. I don't know. It sounds so cheesy, but
no,
that's
a
pretty straightforward.
Yeah, that you guys met young and then you just like weren't ready and then you
got
ready.
I do like our story. It's cute. He was like literally I did not say that. He was the only guy that like I, you know, met in the city, in nightlife or in general, obviously, that I was like, I'm like so attracted to this guy. I can see myself being with him forever. You know, I met so many guys living here and none of them, you know, you just get sick of boys so easily. And he was like the one that like always had me. Always.
I love that.
Yeah.
How did he propose to you?
So it's pretty cute. He's actually kind of a musician. He's has a guitar and he's a singer-songwriter, like for leisure.
Mm-hmm.
So he wrote me a song.
Aww.
And he did this whole thing where he faked an interview, like a meeting with a potential client. He has a marketing agency too. So he like was like, hey, can you come with me to this thing? Like at the time he didn't have like a business development person. So he like asked me if I can fake being on his team sort of thing to like seal the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah. He's pretty smart about that stuff. Sneaky. And so he's like, let's just drive there. And so he like set up this whole thing where he's like pretended that we had a meeting so that I would get dressed up like nice enough.
Yeah.
Go to something, look presentable. And then he drove there. We live in the West Village and it was like not too far away. This hotel, I forget what it's called, but it was supposed to be with the hotel. And then I don't know, he just like started putting on the song.
In the car.
And he's like, oh, I found a new artist I really like. I have a tape or something or a CD or no, he like, I forget what he fucking did, but he did something where he like put something into the radio and had me listen to it. And I'm like, this is weird. This is so not like him. Like what's happening. Yeah. And then like probably 30 seconds in, it just like hit me. I'm like, oh my God, this is him singing right in the song. Like,
yeah.
Cause I don't know his voice too much via like,
like recording.
Yeah, you're like caught off guard. You were like,
yeah.
I think I'm listening for something else.
Yeah. And so I knew right then that it was a proposal and he like drove around the block and got on one knee and he actually proposed on like my favorite block in New York.
Which is what?
Which is Barrow, right by Cherry Lane Theater.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
right there. That's Barrow. Because it's like a cute little roundabout. So yeah. It was private. Aww. There were only two people that witnessed the whole proposal. One was like a porter from the restaurant and like some Aww. Like walk passerby.
That's really so cute.
It was super great. And then he took us to Montauk. We stayed at Crow's Nest for the
Oh,
weekend.
That's so that's beautiful.
So nice. Yeah.
So that's fun. So nice.
Very romantic.
Yeah. It was low key, which yeah. I loved.
And then how long were you guys engaged till you got married?
Within a year.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
It's kind of like you have to get out of the way.
Right. Yeah.
I don't believe in long engagements. I'm like, why are you delaying this? This is a big thing to plan. Just do it.
Right.
Like, why sit on it for so long? I understand enjoying your engagement, but it's like.
Yeah, I feel like every week I'd be like, is it here? Until it's there.
It's like starting a business.
Yeah, that's well, it is. There is a lot of planning.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Vey.
I know.
So what are You'll the tips? See. What are marriage tips you'd give?
Oh, man. Well, we're in a unique situation where we're also business partners. So, I mean, I don't know where to begin with my tips. I could get so many questions.
Yeah.
We care about each other, obviously, from a friendship level, a lover's level, and a business partner's level. And you have to kind of always keep in mind that, you know, just be good to each other and supportive mm-hmm. and realize that there are sacrifices to being in a relationship and to being with a partner. You're basically starting a second life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a new family that you inherit. You have like double the commitments because you have to go to their friends' birthdays and their, you know, other or weddings or mm-hmm. whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So you're just like doubling up on your own life.
Because you're literally just sharing a life now.
You're sharing a life now. So I guess, I don't know, what tips? Just realize that and be happy with it and hopefully have sex. Be on top of your sex life too, I'd say, is also very important.
Yeah.
And don't let things get in the way too much.
Yeah. I haven't had sex in a really long time.
Like, it's hard sometimes to keep up, really, with like a frequent sex
schedule,
life.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we live and we learn.
Yeah.
We can only improve. Isn't that right, gals?
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have a lot of marriage advice, but...
Me neither.
I like yours.
Yeah. No, I think it helps a lot to be just good people in general. He's an amazing human being with a mother and an amazing mother and an amazing sister. And he's always been like the backbone of that family. I personally feel like he's just always been like their rock.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps. I had like my first boyfriend was like so bad to his mom.
Ooh,
and I
that's
saw that,
a big red flag.
And I knew like from then on, like do not ever date someone who mistreats their family. And he's like the polar opposite.
For
and
sure.
Of course. I'm like, I can have a fucking family with this guy. Like
Definitely.
He's good at this.
That's a big one for me too. Respect of the family is like huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree.
Well, who's your lady loving of the day?
Yeah, you get to choose a gorgeous woman that you love and admire, dead or alive. It can be anyone. It could be your mom. It could be Cindy Lauper. It could be...
Can it be both of those and then more?
Yeah.
Whoever you want.
That's so hard.
Just not your husband.
Oh, it could be a guy too.
No. Just not your husband because he's a man.
Has to be a girl.
It has to be
a lady.
Or a girl.
Dude, I don't know. I have so much admiration for so many different women. That's why I have Boss Babes on Taste the Style.
Yes.
And I don't know. I love them all. Go check them out
Maybe
on
it's
my website.
All of your Boss Babes.
Yeah, all my Boss Babes. And I've always had a big girl crush on Athena Calderon.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's slightly older than me, and she just seems to have it all together. And I just never understand how people seem to always have it together. I mean, I'm sure people think that I have it together. I don't. But she actually looks like she has it together, and I think she does.
I think
she has
you
a beautiful
really
family.
Look like you have it together, too.
I don't. Thanks, guys.
She's in her place with her orange earrings with that.
You really look like you have it together.
Well, I'm going to a dinner after this, so that's why I kind
Where's
of look
dinner?
Half decent. Omar's
gorgeous.
For, Have you guys been?
I haven't.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's like a members only type place. So they host a lot of events, but my friend invited me. It's like General Motors is doing like a launch for their app, Maven. Have you heard about this?
No.
It's like basically like Zipcar, but with like GM cars.
Cool.
And it's like marketed a little bit. Maybe I'll
use it this summer.
Yeah.
Exactly. Maybe we should do something with them.
Hopefully it won't take 5 days to get a Zipcar key.
That's true.
Is that a bad Zipcar experience? When you first sign
up for Zipcar, it takes like a week to get a thing.
Oh, shit.
And when you sign up for Zipcar, it's because you need a car right then.
Yeah. And it makes it seem like you can get it right then.
I've only used Hertz rentals.
Really?
Yeah.
You're old
school.
I'm
trying to. Have maybe you guys I need done to upgrade.
Silver car yet?
No. Only Hertz rentals.
Only Hertz. I think, Jillie, just stay with Hertz. Yeah. So you're probably a gold member at this point.
Honestly, I've only used it twice, but it's all I've used when I've rented.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Where can our listeners find you?
You can find. Ooh, what was that? You can find me on, I guess, Instagram at Cindy Ramirez, CyndiRamirez, or you can check out Taste the Style and Chill House.
Yes, go to Chill House. Chill House is in the Lower East Side. Massage
and a manicure, and then while you're there, read Taste the Style.
Yes.
Love that.
Exactly.
Great pitch.
Just fully get all of Cindy.
Yeah, and go to check out
Be Weird the and blog. Do all those things.
I'm sure.
I still haven't caught anybody on Taste the Style at Chill House, but I need that to happen.
Okay, I tried to go to Chill House, but all you guys were really booked, so then I couldn't make it.
I know. We're still like trying to staff accordingly.
One day. Maybe we'll have a lady love event at Chill House.
Yeah, no, our demand's pretty high right now.
That's great.
I hate to be that asshole. It's like, we don't have any available.
You have to. People understand.
Yeah. You're popular. We're still new. We're new. We're figuring it out.
All right.
Well, thanks for joining us today.
Cindy. Thanks, guys. This is fun. Chill.
Chill.
It was
house.
It was a chill house.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.